Good morning. This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org.
The Columbia Land Conservancy and Scenic Hudson are partnering with the owner of a farm in the town of Stuyvesant to protect permanently 233 high-quality agricultural acres. The transaction marks another important step forward in CLC's and Scenic Hudson's collaboration on conserving farmland in Columbia County. The conserved land includes more than 220 acres of USDA prime farmland and soils of statewide significance currently in use by local farmers who grow corn and hay, as well as a circa 1760 farmhouse listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The property, historically known as the Johannes L. Van Allen Farm, is part of a neighborhood conservation block that is comprised of 14 other agricultural properties within 3 miles, totaling 2,926 acres of land permanently protected with conservation easements. This includes an adjacent 440-acre farm previously protected by Scenic Hudson and 166 acres of farmland protected by a CLC-Scenic Hudson collaboration earlier this year. Hudson Valley farms remain incredibly vulnerable to development pressures, just as there is a growing need to secure a sustainable food shed for the Hudson Valley in New York City, said Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan. That's why protecting them is a priority of Scenic Hudson's Saving the Land That Matters Most campaign. Thanks to our partnership with the Columbia Land Conservancy and a generous landowner, we've ensured that 233 highly productive acres will always be available to provide nutritious food while supporting Stuyvesant's economy.
Local growers wary of warm weather impact. Ryan Nearing of the Times Union writes about local farmers worried that warm December weather poses a risk to their crops. Growers say trees, tricked by a warm December after an unusual winter blast in late November, are showing growth at the buds. Ed Miller, the president of 75-acre Gold Orchards, tells the paper there is no going back if an apple tree starts budding off too early. Quote, a tree can decide that it is spring again already and start budding. When it gets cold again, it kills the bud, and you can lose an entire crop, he said. But Ian Merwin, a professor of horticulture at Cornell University, says it's too early to tell whether this mild, snowless start to winter will damage the state fruit harvest. He said an oscillation between unusually warm and normally cold temperatures poses the greatest risk, and that such a pattern is predicted in climatic models used to forecast the direction of man-made climate change. Quote, it is not just how cold it gets, it is whether it was unusually warm before that, Merwin said. Another crop that could be at risk from this winter's lack of snow is alfalfa, which is prime feed for dairy cattle. Snow acts as an insulating blanket to protect field crops like alfalfa. Temperatures could bottom out to 4 degrees Thursday night before rebounding to overnight lows in the mid-20s for the weekend. Highs are expected to be just below freezing through Saturday when clouds gather and the mercury hits 46. Sunday could see a combination of rain and snow with a high near 37 and a low near 21. Read the whole story in the Albany Times-Union.
New ice fishing rules allow more lines. Now that a bit of winter cold has reached the Hudson Valley, it seems apt to note a change in ice fishing regulations the Department of Environmental Conservation made this year. As of August 17, 2011, 3 hand lines plus 5 tip-ups may be used, except as noted in special regulations for specific waters. Previously, ice anglers could use only 2 lines with 5 tip-ups. According to a recent DEC survey, ice fishing participation has doubled over the past 10 years, said DEC Assistant Commissioner for Natural Resources Kathy Moser. The use of fish for bait is very popular when ice fishing, and bait fish may be used in most but not all waters that are open to ice fishing. See DEC's website for a list of special regulations by county to find out where bait fish can and cannot be used. www.dec.ny.gov-outdoor-71546.html.
Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that the Ichabod Crane School Board holds a series of public forums in the coming months. January 10th, it'll be about budget projections will be presented for one bell and two bell busing systems. The proposals for these systems would reduce the number of bus runs each day. January 24th, there will be a discussion about high school electives and full-day or half-day kindergarten with the public and what to do with the elementary schools in Volusia and Kinderhook that the board shuttered last year. And there will be a February forum about sports and special education. The story says the board is in negotiation with the village of Volusia and the town of Kinderhook to lease the Martin H. Glenn School in Volusia for offices. There may be a referendum on the May ballot with the annual school district budget vote about the leasing or sale of the building. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Tom Casey in the Register Star reports that Pat Manning is seeking the 103rd District New York State Assembly seat recently vacated by now Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro. Manning was Assemblyman from 1995 to 2002 in the 99th District, and from 2003 to 2006 held the seat in the 103rd District. Then he ran for the Republican nomination for the gubernatorial election in 2006, but dropped out when rumors of an extramarital affair surfaced. Then he tried to keep the 103rd seat and then lost a primary to Molinaro, who held that seat until last November. Manning used to be a Republican, but the story does not mention his current party registration. Manning is also from Dutchess County, as the main part of the population is there, with fewer constituents in Columbia County. There might be a special election to fill the seat. The seat could sit empty until November, or could be eliminated, or certainly drastically altered in redistricting. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Today is Friday, December 6th, and the National Weather Service predicts it will be mostly cloudy Friday in Coeymans in Albany County with a high near 44. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. The forecast for the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 44, overnight low of 25. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high 38 during the day and a low of 23 at night. And Monday, partly sunny with a high near 37. Sunrise today at 7:20, sets at 4:43. The moon rises at 2:32 and sets at 4:59 a.m. And last night, the New York Rangers beat Florida 3-2 in overtime in the NHL. And in the NBA, the Miami Heat had to take three overtimes to beat the Atlanta Hawks 116-109. Tonight, the Knicks play at the Wizards, and the New Jersey Nets are at Toronto. And tune in later today at 2 p.m. for Que Cocine Hoy with Mariel Fiore and Antonio Flores Lobos in Espanol on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.